I'm speaking with Paul Dana, who is one of the drivers for Ray Hall Letterman Racing, and this is just before the opening race of the season in South Florida. Paul, could you just tell me how important today is, qualifying day, in advance of the first race of the season?
It's really important, or not at all, depending on how you look at it. For myself and the ethanol sponsors on the program, being with the new race team and eager to start the season off on a good foot, it's awesome to be qualified in the top 10 in such a competitive field, and it's great for my confidence. I'm going for Rookie of the Year this year, and it's a real strong starting spot. But payday is tomorrow, and qualifying really doesn't matter in terms of where you end up after 200 miles or 200 laps of hard racing. So it's good short-term boost, and everyone's real pleased. But we're not done yet. We got to put our heads down and get a good race car together, setup-wise, for us, and make sure we finish strong tomorrow.
Well, we certainly congratulate you on your qualifying position today. I know that's a huge accomplishment. I also heard that there was some good news in terms of the fact that since ethanol isn't a blend in the fuel this year, you had a record set today. Anything you could tell us about that?
Yeah, I believe the pole time is a track record. We're real pleased to see that the ethanol-enhanced fuel that the IndyCar Series is using this year has certainly not led to any performance drop. This series is relentlessly competitive, and the cars are always going quicker year after year after year, so it's pretty normal to see a track record, but we're certainly happy that ethanol could be a part of it.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and can you tell us what it means for the people who produce the grain that gets turned into ethanol, for the plants that manufacture this, as we get this first race of the season kicked off with the relationship between certainly Epic and the ethanol industry with the Indy Racing League?
Well, it's all real positive, and we feel very proud to be at the focal point of a really neat partnership between the IndyCar Series and the entire ethanol industry, with all those parties to the industry, as you just mentioned. We're very proud. We hope they're very proud that their product is now powering the fastest race cars in the world and the fastest racing series in the world, with the top drivers going over 220 miles an hour. So it's a huge statement of quality, high-tech performance, in a world-class environment for the ethanol industry to have these cars run on the product. That's the fireworks going off in the background for the start of a support race that's happening, so apologize for the noise. It's awesome for the farmers and the technical partners that work with the ethanol plants to produce the ethanol to be able to point to these high-tech race cars and say our product powers this.
Can you describe how it feels to be back in the ethanol car seat here with the new season?
Oh, it's awesome. As you may know, we started last year, and I was injured in a practice accident qualifying for the Indy 500 and broke my back in two places. So I sat out my rookie year, essentially, and watched from the sidelines in a back brace just trying to get healthy. And that was a pretty devastating injury, and it was a long recovery process last year. And so for me to be back on my feet and healthy and stronger than I've ever been and able to be with an awesome race team like Ray Hall Letterman Racing and qualified in the top 10, it's a whole new world, a bright new day, and I can't wait for the season to start tomorrow.
Well, we're certainly glad to hear about your recovery and see you back in action. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.